Fun Fact Friday.
George Bush Jr.'s net worth doubled after leaving the White House from when he first entered. Barack Obama's net worth prior to entering the White House was $1.3 million, and by the time he got out serving his terms, that grew to an astonishing $242.5 million. Not bad for someone who's oppressed. The Clintons had a humble $1.3 million net worth before entering the White House, and that shot up to $241 million by the time they left the White House. The Golden Goose's net worth was about $3.5 billion. He lost a third of it during his term in the White House, right around $1 billion, and is the only president to have come out of the White House with a deficit in net worth.
Why does it feel like we are living in a freaking episode of Black Mirror? This is crazy. Check out this video from the World Economic Forum. It is absolutely insane.
Even you can't believe how productive you've been. Your memo is finished. Your inbox is under control. And you're feeling sharper than you have in a decade. Sensing your joy, your playlist shifts to your favorite song. Sending chills up your spine as the music begins to play. You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that
this
appears whenever
video.
You're overloaded with pleasure. Your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. See your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break. But what's that unusual change in your brain activity when you're asleep? It started earlier in the month. You sent a text message to your doctor with a mental swipe of your cursor. Could you take a quick look at my brain data? Anything to worry about? Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little.
This is a real video.
But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus. You head home, jamming to the music, with your work-issued brain-sensing earbuds still in. When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data,
this is insane.
The government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year.
This is the World Economic Forum.
Compelling evidence
this is
that
stupid.
One of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with.
What?
While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture.
Looking at your brainwaves.
Shaking, you remove your earbuds.
You were born in a cold prison. It is your country, your state. Number two, you have to pay for the prison stay. They call the prison fee taxes. Number three, you have no say what will be done with the money. But you have to pay. Number four, to pay the money, you have to work. The prison encourages you to buy new shiny products, so you feel better about your poor existence. Number five, you are not allowed to exit the prison far enough to see the prison wall. Number seven, the prison gives you news and entertainment, so that you don't discover the prison walls. Number eight, the prison does not allow strong family bonds or strong brotherhood unless you are a part of the group that is running the prison. Number nine, the prison you live in wants you weak, sick, and divided, because weak prisoners can't climb the walls. And most important, number 10, the prison is mostly run by other prisoners. It will collapse if enough prisoners will wake up.